brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Sheeran!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another
exciting,
enthralling,
inspiring,
amazing
episode
of the V
A
R show. Welcome to the V A R show with your host, the host from the West Coast, the host who does not boast, DJ Sticks.
And this is your host who also does not boast.
Mm-hmm.
Who likes making toast?
Mm-hmm.
It's glory.
Yeah. And we are here with an exciting, exciting show, you know, which is sort of weird, you know, because normally when you go into international breaks, you know, we sort of down, you know, because the season is over for the 2 weeks, and you know the action that was happening before. Now things are coming down, and you know.
Yeah.
But actually, this past international break was crazy. It was insane. It was insane. And we saw a lot of things happening. Even on screen, off screen, there was a whole lot of stuff that happened this week. And we're going to be briefly talking about that stuff. And then we have a main topic as well.
Yeah.
Yes. But to kick it off with obviously the biggest news, right? Spreading worldwide. Literally, I've seen like reels and all sorts of things. People from Europe also commenting about this. But South Africa qualifies for the World Cup.
Bro, that is amazing. I mean, it's unfortunate, like, the journey that happened. I mean, I know this was also discussed in one of the previous episodes where it's unfortunate that the journey that Bafana had to take to qualify,
Damn.
You know, thanks to the coaches.
You know, like, we envy other countries, you know, other African countries. DR Congo qualified, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Bro.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, it was so easy. But South Africa had to do it the hard way. We had to suffer a 3-point... minus, we had to fight against FIFA literally, but we overcame on the last day.
Look, this is a very proud moment for everyone in South Africa.
Yeah.
And yeah, can't wait to see what we're going to do from a competitive perspective in the World Cup. DJ Sticks is a little bit skeptical, but you know, let's be positive. Maybe we'll be put in a group with like teams like Romania.
Oh my gosh.
And like, I don't know if Romania is in the World Cup, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
But like, you know. That still doesn't mean we're gonna win, but
I am gonna, you know, focus on the fact that we have qualified. You know, I'm not gonna think too forward about it. I first wanna enjoy what's happening here because you
know,
never know. Next
you
thing,
it's crazy.
Next thing, they draw us at like Germany and
Group
France
of Death.
Oh my gosh! Like France, Germany, Spain, South Africa.
Bro, maybe not even all of those harsh teams, but like just a tough.
Even like a side that like you know, cause like most of the other national teams are sort of underrated.
Yeah, they're underrated.
Do you know if they put us like with a young Ecuador, we're in trouble.
Yeah,
like we're actually in trouble.
Look, that could literally be it. South Africa,
Denmark.
Ecuador, Denmark, and then maybe get like Belgium.
Huh? No way,
bro.
Yeah, there's our centre back there against Haaland. I don't know.
Bro, that's gonna be a little bit interesting.
Personally, I don't know. So I'm gonna focus on this miracle that has happened. And if you don't know exactly what happened, just to give you some context. So going into the final day, South Africa was second.
Yeah.
Trailing behind Benin, who were leading with 3 points.
Yeah.
So 3 points. So Benin basically had to lose their next game.
Mm.
And then South Africa had to win, which was crazy. But Benin was facing a tough side. They were facing Nigeria, who at the time were number 3.
Yeah.
So we were out there counting on our African brothers there, you know, set aside all the other issues. You know, we're
all social issues.
All social issues. And they came through with a 4-0 win
victory,
over
bro.
Benin.
That's a big dub.
which was insane. And that consisting of a hat-trick from Victor Osimhen, who just decided, you know what, I'm going to take my country through. Because also Nigeria also was ranked among the best second-placed teams. So are they actually going to a playoff? Yeah, a playoff where they're going to also play against the other highly rated second-placed teams.
Yeah.
And then hopefully making it through to the World Cup as well. But we have qualified and the country is going crazy. I saw videos of Hugo Bruce, the coach, dancing with the boys there. There's a 70-year-old on top of a table, you know, and they're just
bro,
out there dancing like it's crazy, 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 crazy stuff.
No, that's really amazing. Like I said, looking forward to see Bafana play in the World Cup. Yeah, it's quite interesting what's happening in these qualifiers. I mean, just last night I was watching some qualifier matches as well.
Yeah.
I watched the one of Belgium versus one of these teams. Yes. I can't believe that I forgot the team, but bro, Belgium was on fire. Mm. They played Jeremy Doku on the right.
Ooh.
So normally when he plays at Man City, which is his club, he plays on the left, but he was playing on the right. The amount of runs that he was making down that line, the amount of passes he made into the box is insane. Like, that's prime time Messi assisting right there.
Yeah.
Cutting through defenders.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeremy Doku is one to watch for. And yeah, looking forward to what, you know, all of the teams are planning to bring to this World Cup. It's really going to be amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to also note some of the key things that I saw as well. So obviously DJ Glory spoke about the game with Belgium. I think it was the one against Wales.
Yes, that was the one.
Right. Crazy stuff. Doku's passing two players there.
I was looking forward to see Dan James, but I don't know if he's still selected for the Wales squad.
He was there.
Are you sure?
I think he was in the game.
Because there was another James player, but there wasn't specifically Dan James. Dan James is the Leeds winger
that used
to play for United.
It wasn't him. It wasn't him. It was quite weird seeing Wales without Gareth Bale.
I know, right? I was looking for him in the match.
It didn't feel right, but Kevin De Bruyne getting a brace right there.
Yeah.
And Belgium going through some of the other key things that I saw. Rasmus Højlund scored again for Denmark.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Memphis Depay broke a record and made history, becoming a Netherlands top goal scorer and top assist.
Let's go.
Both of them, bro, which is the
only that's crazy. If you think about all of the greats that come from like Netherlands squad.
Johan Cruyff.
Bro.
Robin van Persie. Van Nistelrooy.
Bro, that is mental.
Iron Robin. Damn, Iron Robin. Wesley Snyder, but Memphis Depay.
Bro, like, you know? Kite.
You know? Ah, the Kite. It's insane.
It's
so
insane.
He tops the top.
No, big ups to him.
Yeah, and top assist. And then, obviously, the two GOATs making history as well. Cristiano Ronaldo breaking another record again.
Another record, yeah.
Becoming the top scorer of all time in terms of World Cup qualification.
Yeah.
He's there with 41 goals. 41 goals in qualifiers.
Yeah.
And Lionel Messi breaking an assist record.
Bro, mental.
So he's on, I think he's
Messi's on 400, I think close on 400 or 400 assists.
Yeah, he's two assists away from 400.
Two assists away
and
from.
And then he became, was it Argentina's all-time assist? Oh, no, he became the top assister of like international football.
International football,
so one has more assists in international football.
Yeah,
outside
look,
of Lionel Messi.
It's crazy. Messi and Ronaldo still moving on some mental, you know, brain waves right there. I mean, 400 assists is not a small thing.
No, it's not.
As for 900 career goals on its own, that's something else. And Ronaldo doesn't look like he's going to stop. They keep giving him these passes and these assists. So let's see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
The one thing, though, and maybe this is just, I don't know, me being me.
Yeah.
But like, for where Ronaldo is at with his status, I think he's over-celebrating. If you look at his goals, bro, like, I'm a Ronaldo fan, and, like, yeah.
You know what I think? I think he knows that each goal gets him closer to 1,000.
So it's fueling him.
And also, he doesn't have as many, you know, he doesn't have much time left. So every game he plays, if he gets a goal,
yeah,
it's like a big, you know, punch in the air type thing. But also, I've also been seeing, so the games that he was in this past week were actually tough games. So the one game was against Hungary.
Yeah.
And actually went 1-0 down early on in the game.
Yeah.
And then when he made it 1-1, obviously, you know, they're making it 1-1. So, yeah. And plus, he's scoring like more smart goals now. Because obviously, so the running and the dribbling isn't, you know.
Yeah, so he's just doing like the run behind the lines.
Yeah, literally. And then like if his teammate shoots, he's there for the rebound.
For the rebound.
Yeah, so he's really making the most of.
He's just using his killer instincts the way he knows best.
No, he is. Ah, he is. And it's now like when we now like grow up and then understand sort of, now we can actually, you know what I'm saying? We can see that damn, this guy is smart. Because the defenders are like all sleeping. And then he's the first one to go in. And the way he gets lucky, in fact, it's not even luck. It's just, you know what I mean?
It was unfortunate because there was a very liked player playing in the Hungary side, Szoboszlai.
Oh, Szoboszlai. Yeah, I know, man. It's
he got a good goal, but unfortunately, you know.
Not enough.
Portugal's, you know, their prowess came out. Yeah, you know, and crazy they did what they do.
Yeah, but those are just some of the things that happened in this past international break. But also, right, what was happening was also a whole lot of things happening behind the scenes. So just to go through a couple of things you haven't maybe heard about or seen. So, Luton Town agreed to appoint Jack Wilshere as new head coach. Who thought
what
you would hear those words?
That is crazy.
Damn. I thought he was still playing.
Yeah?
I honestly thought he was still playing. Damn. So Jack Wilshere right there. A once upon a time prodigy. Now a head coach for Luton Town. Crazy things. Crazy stuff. And then some injury news as well from this season's signings. So Martin Odegaard will be out until the end of November with a knee injury.
Yeah.
And he said to miss a minimum of 9 games for Arsenal.
Only?
A minimum. So he'll definitely miss.
Yeah.
Miss.
That's
miss
quite a couple of weeks of
no
of
less
game
than 9.
Time.
No, it's insane. It's actually quite insane. And obviously seeing Arsenal there.
Yeah.
Being first in the Premier League. Are they first in the Premier League?
I not anymore.
I think they are. Because
I think. What did they move up this post? Because
Liverpool had the two defeats. So currently.
Yeah.
Currently first.
Arsenal is at the top.
Premier League is Arsenal.
Yeah, Arsenal's at the top with 16 points, 1 point ahead of Liverpool.
Crazy stuff. So we'll see what this will do. You know, maybe they'll be able to cope without Martin Odegaard. And then also Barcelona as well. We'll see if they can cope without Lewandowski, who has
a
muscle
tear. If you look at it, Arsenal's versing Fulham over the weekend. So I don't see why they shouldn't be able to retain their position.
Yeah.
And I think for this weekend as well, the Arsenal fans will be with us. And when I say with us, they'll be trying to support the Man United people because we have a chance of potentially, you know, causing Liverpool to drop more points. But is that going to happen? Big question mark in loves.
I think right now you guys have the best chance because this is, I believe this is the weakest Liverpool has been
in a while. Hey? Yeah. Look, I sort of agree with you because Liverpool is sort of trying to pick up form. I mean, they won the league last season, which is good. And they sort of trying to pick up form, but it's not like they're not there yet. It's like there's something missing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how things go after this weekend. Jack Grealish, unfortunately, might not be playing this weekend because he's coming up against his parents' club in a clash. So you know the Premier League, how it works. If you're on loan to another Premier League side.
You don't face your parents.
Yeah, you don't.
You know, so, and I honestly wouldn't like to face Jack Grealish right now. He's on form.
Yeah, he really is.
And my team is still trying to find itself, you know, with all the signings. And then it's actually quite amazing to see that how the signings are adapting to the teams.
Yeah.
And yeah, I heard something about you having a list for us.
Yes.
In terms of top rated signings.
So this is quite interesting. So I'm going to read out. This is the worst signing. I forgot. I'm not sure if it was The Athletic or Talk Sports, but I think it might have been The Athletic that released this.
Yeah.
And these are people's worst signings. So this is what it says, right? Agents believe Sesko move to United was the worst deal of the window. And it says when 20 agents were surveyed, some voted for more than one player. Sesko received the most votes. And these are the votes in numerical order, starting with the person that received the most votes, which is Benjamin Sesko, and he got 6 votes.
So he's the worst signing.
So according to these, what do you call them? According to these scouts or these agents, Sesko is the worst. So I'm going to read it in the order. So Benjamin Sesko got 6 votes. And then the dramatic drop after this. James Chafford, who got a move to Man City, got 3 votes. And then another drop again. Johan Wiesa to Newcastle, 1 vote. And this one, the next one gave me a laugh. Jadon Sancho to Aston Villa, 1 vote.
So
in other words, Jadon Sancho is a better transfer than Benjamin Sesko.
Oh my goodness me.
Again, the United agenda, but we'll carry on. Next after that is Facundo Buonanotte to Chelsea, 1 vote. Evan Ferguson to Roma. I think Evan Ferguson is not from Brighton.
Yes.
I could be wrong, but I think Evan Ferguson from Brighton to Roma, 1 vote. Connor Cody also got 1 vote. Where did Connor Cody go to?
Connor Cody.
I saw the club earlier, but I don't remember. Anyway, moving on. Milos Kerkez to Liverpool, 1 vote. Omari Hutchinson, 1 vote. Jamie Gittins to Chelsea, 1 vote. Anthony to Betis, 1 vote.
Oh, my goodness.
Dango Ouattara, 1 vote. Ouattara is not, I wouldn't say he's the worst signing.
Yeah.
But let's see. And then Florian Wirtz, 1 vote. Another laugh to Liverpool. Hmm. Alexander Isak, 1 vote to Liverpool.
Someone voted that Isak is a bad sign.
In other words, he got 1 vote, so he's a far better signing
than
Sesko.
Hectic stuff. What are your thoughts?
Bro, I'm raging. I'm not going to lie. I'm seeing again, as I said to DJ Sticks before we recorded the show, Sesko started off with a bad run. Obviously, this is him adapting to the Premier League. Mm-hmm. But he gets into the Premier League and 4 games in, he scores 2 goals, one after the other.
Yeah.
And Isak, who's been playing in the Premier League, in arguably what would be one of the easiest teams to get a goal in, Liverpool.
Yes.
And has no goals. Florian Wirtz, very hyped. I don't hate the guy. But again, no goals. Jadon Sancho, who's had, he's the, had the worst career of, like, I don't know, like, I mean,
who can you compare him to? Like, I don't know, man. There's like
Jadon Sancho is on his own category. I think he's starting a category. Jadon Sancho hasn't played football since, I mean, when I say he played football, he hasn't been hectically involved in football matters since probably 2022.
I think this season in total so far, he's played about 9 minutes.
Bro, that's a joke. How many minutes did he play at Chelsea? I don't think he ever played a full game at Chelsea. Yeah. Maybe one.
Maybe in the beginning. And they were testing him and trying him out.
But yet, Jadon Sancho, you see, United agenda.
Yeah, no, you have a point there.
And it's quite crazy to see this. But again, look, we'll have a look further in the transfers and see what is going on.
Yeah.
Hopefully, some of these players start to come up, because we do want to see the best in our football leagues, which obviously automatically gives us the best in entertainment. I personally wanted to see what Alexander Isak is going to do. Hopefully not against our team. but yeah, some people are saying, you know, Florian Wirtz is going to get his first goal against our team. Let's see.
I don't think so. But
hopefully,
but
it's not another 007.
We'll see. I think, yeah, in the beginning, Sesko was a bit of like a question mark. But after seeing him start some games, because you have to remember, the first few games, he was coming off the bench.
Yeah, he didn't even play a full game.
He was coming off the bench to a team that was playing terribly.
Exactly. And if you think about it, you're coming off of the bench, a brand new player. Things are tense. You're carrying the weight of being the number 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, come on. But this guy's young. He's like 22.
Yes. 22 and he's like the main 9. So him scoring right in the last past few games has also changed my view. And yeah, I think obviously even those who are saying he's a bad signing, I believe it's not on him.
Yeah.
It's not on him. He's a fantastic player. We've seen what he's done at Leipzig. And obviously with being a striker comes, you know, that
and even in terms of him scoring goals, something that has constantly been complained about by main journalists, by football analysts, and by the VAR show,
yeah,
that United players don't provide service,
yeah,
for their strikers. Now, we did have strikers that were questionable that might make you hesitant when you're in the midfield area trying to get balls across. But again, Benjamin Sesko, who came, outperformed in the Bundesliga, and then he comes and Ahmad doesn't pass. How is that his fault? Like, how?
But even though he still found a way to
score.
two goals.
And I hope this is really boosting his confidence. I hope this is fuel for the Liverpool game, because I'm really looking forward to it. I saw the date. That's on the 18th of October, which is in 2 days from now. So
Saturday.
On, that's Saturday.
Damn, those games don't normally play on a Saturday. They play on a Sunday.
Bro. Like, that's like highlights game. That's like Sunday evening.
That's
the last
best game of the week. Yes.
It's like 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. game, bro.
But they're giving it to
South African time, by the way.
Okay, cool stuff. No, but I'm going to be there definitely. Ready to hate watch. Liverpool has to lose for this one. So I am full on Manchester United fan.
Yeah.
On the weekend. And yeah, let's see what happens. But football is back this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's not stopping there. This week, next week is the El Clasico, which is looking very, very, very interesting this season. Right? Vinicius, Mbappe, Guler versus Rashford, Rafinha.
Bro.
Yamal.
Oh, this is crazy. Usually Rashford is on the other end because it's like Man United going against Barcelona. But now he's actually playing for the team he
in
wants.
In an El Clasico.
Bro, for the team he wants destroyed.
It's going to be insane. So we're going to be there. The VR show will be there. And then, yeah.
You know, hopefully, I mean, I know Rashford currently is not exactly representing Man United. But hopefully, you know, he can do us justice. Because I remember, I think it was last season or two seasons ago where Madrid destroyed us in a preseason game. Gosh. And, you know, all of the Madrid fans were laughing at us.
Oh, gosh. No, but I think Rashford will still be, you know, looking.
Yeah. Look, will Madrid get thrashed by, a very exciting Barcelona again? We'll see. Maybe Kylian Mbappe will come back with a win.
Maybe he'll be possessed by the spirit of Cristiano.
Yeah, Cristiano, you know, because I haven't been seeing a lot of Vinicius lately.
Yeah, Vinicius has been...
Maybe the hate comments got to him.
But he will come back and he will show us. He will do 7 times more.
Yeah.
Like he said. Yeah, but for now, we're going to catch you next week, same time, same place, right here on The View.
Hey.
Show.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.